This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. If you've seen the clip for Paul Pelosi, I mean, it is so weird. It's a little heebie-jeebies. It's just way too creepy. You see the video of the guy breaking into the back window. Now, whether he broke into the back or not, maybe he was mad at Paul. They were doing something, and I don't know, whatever. And the guy decided, you know, he wanted back in. I don't know. But, man, it's a hard one to look at. It's a hard one to explain. Unless you want to really get out there in the Twilight Zone. But if I was Pelosi, I'd be pretty I'd be feeling pretty weird right about now. Okay, let me bring her in. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Lots of fun. I got a lot of crazy stories I want to get through today.
The Paul Pelosi thing, though, you know what? They said they wanted to present the footage so that all the misinformation and...
Boy, that helped, didn't it?
Clear up some things. I'm like, I got a few more questions now after seeing that. I didn't even think of the angle that you just said. Is that...
Well, all right, so you smash in the back door. Okay, just go through my feeble little mind with me.
So here. I was thinking, when I'm watching it, I'm thinking it's random. But you just laid out something that's...
He smashes. He doesn't call 911 right away. I mean, if you watch the timeline, the guy's in the house.
He doesn't call 911 because of the smash?
Yeah, he doesn't call because of the smash. Something went sideways.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to look at the timeline, right?
Oh,
and then...
Okay.
And then the... when they show up, when the cops show up, they're very calm, the two of them. One's got a hammer in his hand. Paul's got a drink in his hand. Paul's standing there in his underwear. Okay? If it was 2-8, look it. If it, somebody said, well, he was in bed. You're not in bed with a drink and your shirt on. Who the heck goes to bed with a button-up dress shirt and your boxer shorts?
Right.
Right? That'd be a new one. And a drink. Let's not forget that. He didn't. It wasn't a glass of water, let me tell you.
So I wonder, brings up a whole new series of, this didn't clear up nothing.
Right?
This is weird. But Nancy
and
says
and when the cops
no
showed
reason.
Up, he didn't uh-huh. look nervous or
Not
anxious
at all.
Or anything.
But he could have been very drunk.
Okay. I don't care. Listen, the guy standing next to me with a hammer. If I'm concerned,
and
drunk
I didn't
or not.
Know him, right. If I didn't know him,
yeah.
and he's in my house, and he just smashed through, and he's got a hammer pointed at me,
yeah,
I might act a little nervous.
You know? And
because he wasn't cool enough to, like, try to act like, play it undercover so he wouldn't get hurt. That's not what he was doing, right?
Right. No.
Okay.
No, not at all. So you look at this stuff, and you have to say, okay, there's more to this. And they should get out in front of it before it really, they're having to play cleanup, right?
Why? Nothing's going to happen to them. If the think of the worst case scenario, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in simple English. Ain't nothing going to happen to them. They're Democrats.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the real scenario is. They can get a... Listen.
No, not they can. They will get away with it. You know that's
true. Yes.
So...
I'm just curious. It's a great story. I'm just curious.
I want to see it as it plays out because there's going to be more and more going on. You know, you heard that Nancy Pelosi had her house exorcised. Had an exorcism done on the house, which is a first. I've never really heard of that before.
So she's not allowed to go in it again?
Yes, well, it was funny because somebody couldn't figure out why she was running out with her hair on fire, and I guess that was part of it. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's have some public comment stuff. A district administrator at a school in California says that privileged white voices should be removed from discussing curriculum plans in California. They shouldn't have any part of putting curriculum together here in California. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So we're back to racism. You know, racism is racism. It doesn't matter what color you are. Unless you're going to change the dictionary description of it, but they feel like they have too much influence in not telling the real truth on history.
Well, DeSantis quite aptly, you know, exposed that CRT what they are calling black history. Includes queer theory. I am really sorry. I wish somebody would do a man on the street and ask that question about, you know, if they think that black history should involve that and why it does. I don't think you'd get any black people who would say, yeah, this is a part of our history. This is agenda driven. This is indoctrination. This is sick, and that's why they want to get white males. Listen, when I worked in Hollywood years and years and years ago, when I could see the sea change, I said the only people, because I was a comedy writer, and I said the only people that we're going to be able to make fun of in the near future were white males. And sure enough, that is exactly what's happened.
And you were right.
TV shows, commercials,
yep.
And look, it's drifted down into the real world where we say they don't have a voice.
You got to stop talking now because we got to go to break. Jump and see your host, Doug O'Farr. A lot more. It's on your Schmidt right after the break. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's really the only way we all win. Okay? Don't be one of those people that we're cleaning up after because you're out there spewing stupid stuff. Okay? Crazy stuff. Just don't do it. Anyway, always love it when Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, get the weekend off, get things rolling, do some of the craziest stories that we can find for you. I shouldn't. My wife says I'm kind of like, I'm taking delight in other people's demise. No, I'm actually taking delight that other people's stupidity is being, shown about like a bright light. I'm good with that. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's very helpful. We were just talking on the break because there are times when I get on the air and I'm just floored, literally floored, with the demise of the United States, how fast it's going down.
Oh, yeah?
In our policies, but in our morals and just everything. And I think because you're able to talk about it every day, maybe that helps. And we don't get to talk about it. Most of us are kowtowed into shutting up because of our liberal relatives, our friends, or so-called friends, or people who we work with, or whatever. And to hold that in, I remember when the left used to be real upset about people who were in the closet, gays who were in the closet, and they knew how awful that is to live in the closet. Well, they don't think twice about what it's like to be a patriot and have to keep our mouths shut depending upon. You don't have to do that. I don't have to do that, thank goodness, at this point in my life. But yeah, if you're working in Hollywood is a perfect example of that. Some people's jobs, their families, keep your mouth shut. And it's an awful, it's a sickening position. I mentioned to you months ago about the term gaslighting. And we are being gaslighted by this administration, by this whole culture, and it's been going on for quite some time. I understand what that means because I was raised in a home where I was gaslighted. So I understand what that means. I understand the damage that could do. Well, we're experiencing that as a nation. And now everybody's using that term. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear that more and more now?
Yep.
Yep. Told you. It's a very sick thing to have happen to you.
Oh, yeah. I find it all interesting. It's again, you're totally right. You know what I'm saying? But
it's hard to be right, though. I would rather be. Listen, if I could live in the ignorance that the left gets to live in, I think, you know, I was walking with my sister one day, and I saw this really big fake tree that was, you know, and I go, oh my God, it's a 5G tower. And she said to me, what's 5G? And I'm like, how do you not know what 5G is? And that's when I kind of broke down because I was so tired from what we had to do. And I was like, I wish I could live your lifestyle. I wish I could be there.
Did you really say that to her?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I wish. What a relief that would be, that I don't have to know half the stuff that I know. But it ain't that hard to know stuff.
No. No, it's not at all. People don't realize that. People don't realize that it's actually quite easy. You know what I'm saying?
Really easy. And here's the thing. If you're and she's a school teacher. If you're intellectually interested, curious in the first place. Like when I first, early in this pandemic, when I started hearing things about Fauci, I didn't know about Fauci other than what most of us saw was this little short, elfish, impish guy who started talking about the COVID. We didn't know about his history, but I started hearing about his history, which made me intellectually curious. And then when you start looking into it, you go, wow, there's a lot of there, you know?
Yep.
Some serious there.
God.
Left is not intellectually curious. They can't be, because if they got thrown off their path, it would screw up their world.
Well, yeah, but that, and they already know. They're so smart that they've already got the answer, and God forbid, you really think if they found out that they were wrong, that they would go ahead and change it, they would come out and apologize? Do you really think so?
No. No, and I just had this situation with my sister. I got impatient with her, and I was honest, and I was me, and then I apologized for it. I couldn't sleep, because I had done something that my Holy Spirit said, that ain't, you know, yeah, she's, yeah, okay, but, you know, you don't have to do that. So I apologize. And then her response was like, well, yes, all we can do when we've done something wrong is apologize. And that even made me even more furious. It's like, well, when's the last time you apologized?
She'd never been wrong. Come on, she just gave you the answer.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Dennis Miller, that quote, and I love this quote to this day.
I love Dennis Miller.
Says,
yeah.
Liberals feel your pain unless they've caused it.
He's
it
right.
Is so right. True. They would never even understand that quote, but we get it.
Yep. So, Gretchen Whitmer of New York, she defends killing babies, well, just because it makes good economic sense. Take a listen.
Protecting these freedoms is the right thing to do, and it's just good economics. States with extreme laws are losing talent and investment because you know what? Bigotry is bad for business.
I'm sorry. I'm old. I don't understand. She's all over the map.
Oh, no, no. Her mindset is the reason she's protecting a woman's right to have an abortion is because it's good for business. Because states that don't protect abortion, those companies leave the state.
Is that true?
And it hurts the economy.
What hurts the economy is the left overtaxing companies and making it, California and New York being some of the worst business-friendly. I wish I could live like them. Golly, I wish I couldn't know stuff.
If you're going to bring logic to the table, they're not going to play. Anyway, we'll be back.
So businesses leave because they can't have their
women. Employees can't have abortions. That's right. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Kill their babies.
Don't go far, people. Got a lot more coming up after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Video showing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police was released Friday. It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground. Nichols then says, "I didn't do anything." He breaks free and runs down the street before officers tackle him and start kicking and punching him in the head. Protesters hit the streets across the country after the video was released. TMZ reports Drake's Los Angeles home was burglarized early Friday. Police told the outlet that the rapper's security reported seeing an unknown man leaving the residence while carrying something. A Pennsylvania lawmaker is working on legislation that could save lives of student athletes. DeMar's law would ensure all school sporting events are stocked with automated external defibrillators. It's named for Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest during a game earlier this month. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Hopefully you joined us. Come back with us. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really that simple. Let me bring her in because we got a funny one to tell you about. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. And kind of kick off the weekend, hit some of these stories that have been fermenting all week long, for lack of a better term. So during the break, you guys sent me stuff, and I tried to get to it during the break. And this picture of a first grader had a picture. He was doing an art project. Now, again, I don't know this kid. I took a quick glance at it. It looked like his whole family was hanging from ropes, short little ropes. And, the teacher called an emergency meeting of the parents, the police and what have you. They were worried about the kid. They get the kid in the office, and they said to him, "What is this?" And he just kind of looks up and goes, "Oh, that's a picture of my family snorkeling during our vacation in the Bahamas." And I go, "Now, look at the conditioning that's been done to these teachers." And I say that because think about this. All she had to do was pull him out in the hall and say, "Little Frankie, what is this a picture of?" And when I looked at it closer, I can see the snorkeling. I mean, it's a first grader, for God's sakes. And I can see his little sister's in a bikini. He's in shorts. So, it makes sense. Although Dad's a little larger around the midstream, but that's a story for another day.
That's Dad Burr.
But, really, this was a hand that was overplayed, was it not?
Yeah, but like you said, it shows how conditioned the teachers are to freak out and imagine the worst. And the worst is always racism. Probably, let me guess, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess that the kid was white.
Well, looking at the pictures, yes, the kid was probably white.
Right, his family was white, but all they saw is nooses.
God.
It doesn't matter that they weren't black people hanging from them. All they saw... They could have thought, ugh, this is some sort of cry for you know, emotional health, that the kid is suicidal or wants to kill his family. We are just conditioned to think the worst right now. And I don't even think, Jared, that the teacher needed to pull the kid outside to talk about it, because it already sets up that he's done something wrong, but he's done something not wrong at all, completely innocent. And he's drawing. He's artistic. Doesn't the left tell us that art is anything? When they use publicly funded money, yep, to support drawings of, it was either Jesus or Mary being urinated on, or, you know.
Oh, it was Jesus thing, upside down on the cross in a jar of urine. And
right, and
art.
We were supposed to accept that that was art, and yep, that was free game. So let's just be even-handed here. If art is art, but I don't think that you pull the kid out. I think that you could just say, "Hey, Johnny, you know, little white Johnny, what?"
This is an interesting picture. What is it about? Tell us about it.
What is that?
Yeah.
Who's that? What's this all about? You don't have to go nuts and call the SWAT team on the child and his parents.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But yeah, you're right, though. I mean, it was my first thought was that she just went overboard.
Yeah. Wait till his next art project. See how willing he is to express himself.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. I did a story this week about 50%, over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have mental health issues.
Yeah.
Now, the majority of kids, I mean, majority of teachers are, anybody want to take a guess?
Ew.
They're white women under 30.
Ew.
You're teaching your kids.
Well,
if this is true, over 50% of liberal white women, if this is true, that means half of the teachers in your school who are teaching your children, that are left alone with your children, because elementary school, they're in the same classroom for 6 hours a day, are being taught by women with mental health issues.
Yep.
Did I just send a shiver up your spine?
Yep. Listen, I come from a long line of Los Angeles City School District people, from teachers on down, administrators on down. And I have long understood that there's not people that should be around children. So that doesn't surprise me at all. What alarms me and what saddens me is that 50% of white women ages 30 and down have mental health issues.
Well,
there's a serious the left has promoted an atmosphere, and that's what I was saying to you earlier about how I'm feeling like the world is all twisted and
right
on its edge, and we're being led by people who are gaslighting us, and we're being led by crazies. And these women under 30 have only been led by crazy. Okay, they've only gone to schools that have been indoctrinating them. They've only been told that men who wear man buns and skinny jeans are men, and they know in their gut they're not. They've only been told that they need to question their gender, and it's so sad. I mean, it's funny. It's sad for our kids, but it's sad for them too. And to justify who they are and what they believe, they got to double down. They can't go, you know what, I don't feel good and I need to fix this. And I don't need to be imposing this on children. You know, when I was a, believe it or not, I was a Sunday school teacher once. And I realized I adored the boys in my class, I guess that's what you called it. Because they were completely free and they were unruly and they were just, they were wonderful. And they were kids, but they possessed something that the girls didn't. The girls were all about people pleasing. The girls would come and want to sit on my lap and go, "You like my dress?" And I'm like, "Get out of here and go play. Go do something bad." You know? But the boys were so free, but they were driving me nuts. I'm like, I can't hold down a class like with all these free spirits. So I resigned. I said, you know what? I'm going to squash their spirit. And I don't want to do that because their spirit is beautiful. They're acting
good.
Like
that was good. Yeah.
They're acting like boys. But in order for me to keep this class in order, because I am one of those teachers that need to keep everything in order, they weren't going to make that
You're
easy for me.
You're not going to do that with a... What are you talking about? A room full of boys? Yeah, good luck with you there.
Exactly.
Right?
And I adored them. I would much rather hang out with them any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to do something to them that is not okay, and that's to squash their spirit. That's why our boy students in public school are on medication.
I used to pick up my daughter from her softball games, and there'd be the whole van would be filled with girls after a softball game, and I tell you what, if I had ice picks, I would have shoved them in both sides of my ears. All right? Sorry, but it's just the truth. The boys were so different. Not as loud, not as talkative, that kind of stuff. So I got outside. Once they got outside, they were, you know, they were deafening.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not, relationship. And it's good. You know, in the 70s, they wanted to tell us that boys and girls were the same. Well, hello.
That's because they never spent any time with boys or girls. That's why.
don't know what that... It was their agenda. It was their twisted agenda to where we are today is that gender is fluid. And they can decide. No, they can't. If you give a boy a Barbie doll, even though you want him to play with dolls, he's going to turn that thing into a gun. You know?
So I want to hit you with something that's quite interesting. When they did this Pew did the survey, the white liberal female was up at, when I say over 50%, it was 57%.
Ouchie, wow.
Okay, that's a little bit. That's a lot. And when it got to conservative women, it was 27%, and the white moderate female was at 28%. That's 18 to 29.
Whoa.
What you find interesting, though, is the further along they get in age, the lower that number gets. So the white female between 50 and 64 is at 26%. Drops in half once they start to get life experience. Probably actually have kids. Probably actually pay bills. Anyway, got to go for a break. Joe Vecedia, your host, Soko Far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's why I bring Sonia on, because she's always helps me be part of the solution. What are you saying no for?
No,
anyway,
I don't.
Always,
not
always.
Tonight. I'm just like ranting and raving about the RNC and everything. And
well, they are part of the problem. You should rant and rave about them.
Okay. I just don't know why we don't have a game plan.
But we have, you and I and people who really believe in our principles have one, but those who want to keep spending millions of dollars on nothing for their own personal self, yeah, they have one too. It has nothing to do with ours, though.
So. Something big I heard is happening in California upcoming. Well, like, what difference does it make if they're going to cheat during the election? I forget what it was. But if we don't solve the problems about the election like DeSantis did in Florida, if we stop the machines, and it's not going to happen. What rose-colored glasses are we looking through?
It's ignorance. You've said it before. It's true. You and I are in this every day, or semi-every day. We talk about it. We inform ourselves. When something doesn't smell right, we know it doesn't smell right. And we dig a little deeper, right? But the average Joe, if you would, Whatever CNN says is gospel truth. Whatever MSNBC says is gospel truth.
I'm not talking about the average Joe and Josephina. I'm talking about, like...
I like that. That was good, by the way.
The RNC vote that just happened today. We should have doggone known that they were going to vote in the establishment. The establishment is voting for the establishment. Why? So what was our plan B? I get it that we hold an, a legitimate election, but why didn't we have something in place that said, okay, this is what we're going to do in the event, the likely event, that the vote doesn't go our way? And I don't hear anything.
Well, no, that's our party. I mean, that's, in essence, that's our party. So when you say the vote doesn't go our way, they're going to tell you, no, the vote went exactly our way. That's what they're going to tell you, right?
The party is. But what is the populist party doing? What is the MAGA party doing? What is the America First party doing to turn this stuff around? And
well,
I'm just talking because I'm not out there doing it either.
But like the Democrats, those groups have been pegged as right-wing whacktoid groups. You can't trust them. They're off their rocker, and that's why they shouldn't be in positions of authority.
Right.
That's what's happened there.
I tell you, they never, you know, I always say, and I've been saying this for probably 20 years, is evil never rests, and good should never rest. And that's our problem.
Yep. No, the
good does not. And if you don't understand the nature of the beast, if you don't understand what you're fighting up against, God bless you.
Well, a lot of people, you know, again, I hear people talking, and they think this is, you know, Alice in Wonderland. It's like, you used to be able to say Disneyland, I can't say that anymore. But, like, everything's clear. Well, it's our party. Why would they do something like that? You know, that wouldn't be, you know,
stop.
They have to do big money. They'll do whatever they need to do.
Their hands are elbow deep in that cookie jar, just like Democrats. They ain't no different from Republicans.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, Democrats. Their hands are in that cookie jar so deep. Why would they vote themselves out of it? I wouldn't. That takes a whole lot of character.
But this is what people look at. It's like you've heard me say this a million times. Stop buying coffee at Starbucks. Oh, but they're the only ones that sell. Yeah, okay, whatever, right? Stop going to, what is that, Bath? Bed Beyond whatever,
back,
beyond
yeah,
reality,
luckily they're
right?
going out of business. I was telling Hilton, I was telling my grandson today, I don't go to Walmart. Why? Because they boycotted Mike Lindell.
Yep.
And trust me, I would like to go to Walmart.
Yep.
But it's a matter of principle.
Well, you know, I mean, again, if it's the last place to go, if it's the only place you get something you have to have, that's one thing. But when you're buying at these places just because it's more convenient, well, then...
Like I do Amazon every morning. I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
you know,
I need...
That's a tough one for everybody because people can't
one.
Get out. They
They're
can't
so
get around.
Efficient.
You know?
They're just so dang-dong efficient.
Yeah.
And then you can return stuff so easily. And they don't question it. They just go, okay. And then give you your money back. And
I know.
No, you're going to buy something else. Put it on my Amazon card. I'm going to get something else. Tomorrow.
Oh. God bless. Well, you know,
but
to your point earlier, what are we going to do? Stop giving the RNC money. Why don't we do that?
I haven't given them money for probably.
There's still a lot of people that give
years.
Them, you know, they get these emails, help us fight this. Look, when you get something that says, you know, help us fight the takeover of radio stations across the country and you know, just donate your $5, you see it from 20 different organizations. Don't give them the money.
And when I saw the breakdown of how much the actual candidate gets, even when you think you're giving to a candidate, what actually goes to them, like if you give a $100 donation, approximately $6 of that goes to the candidate. The other goes to the RNC, the lobbyists, I don't give, and I have not given it to them for many, many years. I don't even trust all the stuff that I get from the Trump that says it's from the Trump campaign.
Oh, it's because it's not. It's people taking advantage of all of that.
I think so too.
You know, it's
like
a trustee.
I get it all directly in my email. Not doing it.
No, there's one that I get on a regular basis that says, help us protect Clarence Thomas, right?
Oh, I don't
know. The left is going after him. That's what they're using. They're using ones like that. And I tell people, do not fall for it. Don't be one of those stupid people, okay?
Don't feel good about yourself. Yeah,
there you go. Perfect. Don't feel good about yourself. I like that. Don't feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not helping him. You're helping their pockets.
You've done your job.
That's all it's good for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, you're trying to get me to pop a vein, aren't you? Anyway,
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I get nuts from time to time. I probably should pull some of those clips out and put them together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd like to see that because I think I'm the only one that goes crazy. I'm so over it.
Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't know if people are understanding. Lifelong hardcore Democrat wouldn't become a Republican if you put a gun to his head. Turned around and basically said, look, he can't even get appointments with Democrats anymore because he's totally against the vaccinations. He knows what's going on in Big Pharma. He's caught them in so many ways. And he put out this clip, which I think is fantastic. Bill Gates was telling you had to be vaxxed, right? Get your boosters. You got to be vaxxed. He was one of the largest stockholders in the vaccine companies. Did you know that? I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay. Sold his stocks. Sold them all. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And just came out and admitted that the mRNA jabs don't stop infection, don't block transmission, don't block mutants.
Wow.
Actually, they don't work at all.
Never mind.
Wouldn't it be perfect? I'd like to see Saturday Night Live do it like that.
Bad guys. I would encourage everybody, and it's not an easy read, so I have it on audiobooks, but the real Dr. Fauci by
right.
Robert F. Kennedy is
a... Well, there's a documentary out now. I talked
there
to the guy the other night.
It's hard... I've had to search. They don't make it easy for us to find out stuff, but we
they
do.
They go out of their way not to make it easy.
Uh-huh. But I think I did... I found it in a part one and a part two. But it is amazing, and if you can get the audiobook, The Real Dr. Fauci, Robert F. Kennedy, amazing. And I wasn't a fan. Listen, there was a lot, because he's a big environmentalist, kind of a, leftist joker, many years from now. And he's a diehard Democrat, so I didn't have a lot of trust in him. And then the vax things, I was still, because We had vaxes that were really vaxes, but he still had some interesting information about vaccines and Bill Gates and all that. So I started to ease into him. But when this Dr. Fauci stuff, and I hesitate to call him doctor.
Dr. Doom.
He's a
Dr.
statistician, I think.
I got a lot of good stuff for him,
Holy moly. Y'all need to listen to this and jump on the bandwagon. Naomi Wolf's book, Our Bodies, Ourselves. I'm telling you, this is some crazy, experimental, demonic stuff that's been thrust upon the American. And I will tell you that when I wrote my book, probably 20 years ago now, on global warming, climate change, all these familiar names started coming up about population control. So I was, as this COVID thing was happening, Fauci thing was happening, I'm putting the pieces together, and I'm going, this has a lot to do with these nuts who want population it's not crazy. Our kids are being vaccinated with stuff that's what? Screwing up their reproductive systems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, screwing up their reproductive system.
It's not, you
screw
know
it
what?
Up their blood flow. Screw it up their hearts. No. All right, hey. It's time to go. My time is up.
Eat my dinner. And
your dinner's probably about ready. Anyway, always a pleasure. She's with us every week. Sonya Smith, people, don't go far. I got a lot to scream about here in the last hour.
good.